And we're very glad to have them here. Please welcome Lefwich, Higginbottom, and Ritchie. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I just want to say how much we've really enjoyed this week. I hate to see it draw to a close. It's sort of like splitting up a family. We're going to start off this set with a tune called John Brown's Dream. It's a tune about a radical abolitionist back in the days of the days preceding the Civil War. The words don't have a whole lot to do with it, but the name of the tune does. So here we go with John Brown's Dream.
About a year ago last March, we were up in Wheatlands, that Wheatland area, and talking about dance camps. That time I'd never been to one. Actually, this is the first one I've ever been at. We were talking to Peach Burke, and she'd never been to one either, but we knew a lot of people that had. And we started drinking wine, the night got later and later, and we started talking about all the things we'd heard that went on at dance camps. It sounded pretty interesting. And she said, yeah, you know, somebody ought to write a song, Dance Camp Romance. And so, well, you know, from there, you can imagine what happened. We had all these words, and I took it home and wrote a melody to it, and we've sung it a few times, but it's never really been the right situation. And
couldn't ask for a better one.
Couldn't ask for a better one. I hope that you've all sort of been on your guard a little bit. I mean, I know you came to dance, and you came to learn things and to learn to call, but things happen when you're here, you know, things you can't avoid, and there's some pretty notorious rogues here. You know, there's Rodney Sutton, and let's see, there's Sandy Bradley, and who else? Bob Dulcimer, and George Marshall, right. Well, and not only that, you know, the worst thing of all is a married man away from home. Even if his spouse is around, somehow they get out there and they're really wild. So you have to really watch out for Joe Fallon and Mark Ritchie. You might not have known that they were married, but they are.
To each other, not to each other.
To each other, yes, to each other. In Bloomington, it's legal. So, like I said, if it does happen to you get involved in something like this, you just have to learn the proper attitude, and if you haven't already gotten it by now, I'll give you a little hint by this song.
It was only a dance camp romance. It was only a courtesy twirl. He was the smoothest dancer, and I was an Augusta girl.
And when the dance ended, his hand he extended and asked if I'd like some fresh air. We waltzed across the floor and went out the door as the envious turned round to stare.
When I was first starting to play fiddle, I had a record of Wade Ward and Glenn Smith, and they were sitting there playing tunes on this record, and at one point Wade Ward said something to the effect of, "Well, those are fine old tunes, but they're about to fade away," and then he launched into a rousing rendition of Mississippi Sawyer, I think. He thought that Mississippi Sawyer was in danger of fading away, because probably at that time in that particular part of the country, there weren't a whole lot of old-time fiddlers left playing that tune. Of course, now we think it's just as common as it can be. But I've got a tune that I know is one of the most rare tunes I've ever heard of. I learned it from an old man up in the mountains, and I suppose he was 90 years old at the time I learned it from him. And he told me, he said, "Brad, now you learn that tune right, because pretty soon I'm not going to be here anymore, and you're going to be the only person playing that tune." So I learned it right, and I'm going to favor you with a rendition of it tonight. It's called Cripple Creek. Here we go.
Going up Cripple Creek, going at a run, going up Cripple Creek, having a little fun. Going up Cripple Creek, going in a whirl, going up Cripple Creek, see my girl. Cows up Cripple Creek, about half grown, and jump on a man like a dog on a bone. I got a gal at the head of the creek, go to see her about the middle of the week. Gal, she looks so fine, wraps right around me like a sweet catavine. I got a gal, top of the hill, she won't do it, but her sister will. Roll my britches up to my knees, wait old Cripple Creek when I please. Cripple Creek's wide, Cripple Creek's deep, wait old Cripple Creek before I sleep. Road is rocking, hillside muddy, I'm so drunk I can't stand steady. Going up Cripple Creek, going at a run, going up Cripple Creek to have a little fun. My old missus is mad at me, cause I won't drink her ginger tea. She ain't good and she ain't bad, but she give me the devil when she gets mad.
An awful pretty song lately, and it was such a pretty song that Mark and Joe had us sing it at their wedding. In fact, it's called Before I Met You. It's got a you hear that line a lot, and if you guys want to join in, I know there's a lot of really fine singers here. If you want to join in, that was Before I Met You, you can do that. And there's also a chorus that we repeat several times. Just sing right along. Not yet.
One, two, three, one. I thought I'd seen pretty girls in my time, but that was before I met you. I never saw one that I wanted for mine, but that was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved, but that was before I met you. I wanted to ramble and always be free, but that was before I met you. I swore that no woman would ever hold me, but that was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved, but that was before I met you. Say that a rambler can never be good, love him and pleasures are few. Oh, I was a rambler who took what I could.
that was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved, but that was before I met you. They say you must reap just what you have sown, but darling, I hope that's not true. For once I made plans about living alone, but that was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved, but that was before I met you.
Thank you. I thought I'd try a number by myself up here. Every now and then I have to do this just to prove it to myself that I can still do it, and also to prove to people that it's not just this backup that helps me out up here. It's a medley of tunes that comes from Arkansas. I learned it from a fiddler by the name of Fate Morrison. Actually, he had five names: Samuel, David, Jackson, Lafayette, Morrison, and they called him Fate, short for Lafayette. And he played these two tunes. He didn't necessarily put them together like I do, but I spent some time with him a number of years back, and he said these were tunes that had been passed down in his family for generations, and as far as he knew, I said this for Cripple Creek, as far as he knew, he was the only person that played them. So I'm very honored to have his permission to play them. It kind of makes me mad. At the time, he knew what the names of the tunes were, and when I learned them from him, he told me the names of the tunes, and I went back and learned the tunes, and 5 years later, I'd completely forgotten the names of them, and I was looking him up to try and get permission to put it on our record, and we found him in the hospital in pretty bad health. He had given up playing the fiddle, and at that time, he'd forgotten the names of the tunes, too, so the names are gone. So we just call it Fate's Medley after him. Just goes to prove that all the lonesome, crooked tunes in the world aren't in the state of West Virginia. Thank you.
Well, I guess we have learned a lot of tunes from around the Ozark area, and we, except for Dance Camp Romance, which was just written last year, I guess you might think that we don't know very many popular tunes, but Brad did learn a popular tune down in the Ozarks. It was popular in 1912, I guess it was. It was written by Irving Berlin. It's called Alexander's Ragtime Band. It's on our record, and it's one of the more fun tunes that we do. I really like to do it. Hope you like it too.
Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on here, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. It's so natural that you want to go to war. It's the bestest band, what am I, honey lamb? Come on along, let me take you by the hand. To the man who's the leader of the band. If you want to hear the Suwannee River play in the ragtime, come on here, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Someone was saying at breakfast this morning that the worst thing about, the only bad thing about Dance Week at Elkins is getting back to the real world when it's over. So I want to do everything I can to make that easier for you. And one thing you can do is buy the records of the people that you heard here. You can go home and put them all on your turntable and just listen one after another and dance around your house. So in the lobby, you'll see we all have our records out there. And I know a lot of you have been buying them already this week, but if you haven't seen them, the store is kind of small. I tried to get in there once myself, and I couldn't. But we also have some pictures. Now, you'll notice on these pictures that my name is spelled wrong. And I'm sort of used to that, but there's a good point in that. We got 500 of them extra free for that. And so you can have them if you want them. You don't know what you'd want to do with them, but you might want to put them on your wall or whatever. You might have fallen in love with one of us or something. Also, our phone number was left off the Augusta handout, so our phone number's on there. And we also, if any of you have folk series in your town, your people of importance or whatever, and you need to have a real brochure besides just a picture, you can come up and get one of those from us and get our phone number. Are you ready, Brad? Ozark Mountain Home.
One, two, three.
Mm-hmm.
sang to me how I loved her voice and laughter sweet and low. Oh, her love will always linger, I can see her day by day as she sits there in that little cabin home. Though the house is blown away and the fields with grass are gray, I can ne'er forget my Ozark Mountain home. Oh, I bow my head in sorrow, for I know we'll meet tomorrow in that little mound of clay there in the hill. I'm going back in Builder's Shack by that little mound of clay. I'm going back in Builder's Shack in those Ozark hills far away. Sweet can be, and her aching heart was always full of pain. From that little mound of clay, she will guide me day by day, and I'll never roam the distant ways again. In words I'd live forever, she reminded me to never take advantage of the weak ones of our day. Though we're better off in name, we will all just be the same when we meet there in the shadow of the clay. Oh, I bow my head in sorrow, for I know we'll meet tomorrow in that little mound of clay there in the hill. I'm going back in Builder's Shack by that little mound of clay. I'm going back in Builder's Shack in those Ozark hills far away.
That song we wrote about the dance camp last year, that kind of inspired me. My father's a songwriter, and I never really considered it, but I began to realize, although we do mostly traditional material, there's some topics that aren't quite covered, like dance camp romances. And another thing that's not covered is the fact that people marry so late now. They settle down so late. You know, we're taught when we're growing up, those of us baby boomers that grew up at that time, that the whole world is ahead of us to do all these things and learn all these things and don't get married till you're, you know, around 30. And, well, some folks waited that long. Other ones saw the other point of view. They started noticing that if you wait too long, people kind of get picked off one by one. And if you wait too long, see, I got the idea for this song from a real good friend of mine who used to just kind of sit around at parties all the time in a corner saying, all the good ones are taken. All the good ones are taken. And I don't want to depress you or anything. I mean, because she eventually found happiness with my ex-husband. That's a true story. In Bloomington, we have to rotate the good ones. So here it is, for what it's worth. No One to Bring Home Tonight, it's called.
I was so young when my first love, a new world opened to view. If I'd known then what I know now, to that love I would have stayed true. 'Cause romance, it faded, and when it was gone from sight, another was needed to hold close and keep the desire burning bright. Now all the good ones are taken, there's nobody left for me. My poor bones are aching, it's no longer fun to be free. There used to be hearts for the breaking when the moon was shining bright. All of the good ones are taken, and there's no one to bring home tonight. Had plenty to choose from when I was 24, and plenty of parties to cruise from, the kind they don't give anymore. I used to think people were crazy to settle for love in just one, when every day could bring your way the prize of a new heart won. Now all of the good ones are taken, there's nobody.
out for me. My poor old bones are aching, it's no longer fun to be free. There used to be hearts for the breaking when the moon was shining bright. All of the good ones are taken and there's no one to bring home tonight. Looking for lovers ain't easy when you want to be home by 10. If I'd been smart, I'd have used my heart and not gone looking again. Cause each time I've had to look harder and each time I've had to search more, till I see at last the time it's past to find what I'm looking for. Cause all of the good ones are taken, there's nobody left for me. My poor old bones are aching, it's no longer fun to be free. There used to be hearts for the breaking when the moon was shining bright. All of the good ones are taken and there's no one to bring home tonight. All of the good ones are taken, there's no one to bring home tonight.
How do you think Joe Fallon wound up with Mark Ritchie? Well, it's time for our last tune. Make it a good one, Brad.
Ozark Mountain Fox Hunt.
Shall I bring them out for one more number?
This is quite possibly one of the most wonderful places we've ever played, all week long. And we want to end with one of our favorite numbers, just for you. It starts out with Brad playing by himself. He sings a kind of a slow number called Jack of Diamonds. Mark and I don't participate because it's about drinking and gambling and running around with other women. And as we know, neither one of me or Mark does that, especially not the other women. And then Mark and I are going to come back in for a last tune called The Lost Child.
He's out there.
Well, I played cards in England, I've gambled in Spain, I'm going back to Rhode Island, I'm gonna play my last game. Jack of Diamonds, Jack of Diamonds, I know you from old, you've robbed my poor pockets of my silver and gold. Well, I beat on the counter, I make the glass ring, more brandy, more brandy, more brandy to bring. Ocean was whiskey and I was a duck, well I dived to the bottom, Lord, it never come up. Now the ocean ain't whiskey nor I ain't no duck, I'll play the Jack of Diamonds and trust to my luck. Like me can leave me alone. Gonna tune up my fiddle and rosin my bow and make myself welcome wherever I go. Jack of Diamonds, I know you from old, you've robbed my poor pockets of my silver and gold. Thank you.
Brad Lefwitz, Linda Higginbottom, and Mark Ritchie. Our next performers, I'm not going to introduce by name. I'll let them do that individually. They've been here for a week, but we've been really busy, and I've been trying to sort out who is what. And usually when you try to get to know the names of the members of a band, you say, well, let's see, the guy playing the banjo is this, and the guy playing the piano is that, and you sort of identify them with their instruments. Every time I go in, they're playing something else, and I just got totally confused, and I'll let them do it. But if you have not had a chance to be around Dance Week this week, I want to tell you, it's been a very interesting experience. I've heard so much about this next band, and everybody's eyes kind of got, you know, open a little wider when they heard that we were having Swallowtail come for Dance Week. And I found out why, sitting there and observing in a class and at a dance and watching everybody dancing along and seeing the smooth flow of the dance, and all of a sudden, with no advance notice, it looked as though the whole room sort of levitated and everybody just sort of speeds up and starts hooping and hollering. I don't know how they do it. They just sort of have wonderful crowd control and they make great music. So I think they're sort of finished setting up here, and I'll bring them on out. Let's please welcome from Western Maryland, Swallowtail. Massachusetts, I'm sorry.
What luck.